Our relations between the German and Russian governments, well, they're on the rocks. A series of recent incidents have contributed to that, among them an accusation from Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Now, last month, he said German police covered up the alleged rape of a Russian-speaking girl here in Berlin. She later admitted to lying about the assault. But lawmakers in Berlin say these accusations by Russian authorities undermine Germany.
Last spring, members of the German parliament received a flood of emails containing attachments with Trojan viruses. The cyber attack forced a temporary shutdown of the parliamentary network. German lawmakers said they weren't surprised when it emerged that Russian military intelligence was possibly behind the attack, with the aim of accessing sensitive data from parliamentarians. It was to be expected. The attack was clearly from abroad and carried all the markings of the Russian strategy. They support German right-wing radical networks and finance demonstration against Chancellor Angela Merkel's refugee policy. Lawmakers cite recent demonstrations over the alleged abduction and rape of a young Russian-speaking girl in Berlin by people she described as foreigners. The story turned out to be a hoax, but it was still propagated by Russian media. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov accused German authorities of suppressing the story to avoid questions over Germany's refugee policy. The German Foreign Minister denies the charge. Many German politicians claim Russia is pursuing a campaign of misinformation.